Escape of Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Children of Fear, by Lynn Hardy.
So this is the Rat King, which is part of the Children of Fear campaign. So you may or may not, I'm guessing probably not, will not, recall that in Children of Fear, early on, you left Peking, kind of headed south through China, and then on your way towards India as part of the adventure, came to the Taklamakan Desert. And basically to get into India through the Himalayas, you have to get around or through the Taklamakan Desert. And getting through the desert is a bad idea. It is a vast, open, arid, barren desert with nothing in it. So there's two ways that people go. You can either take the northern route around the Taklamakan Desert or the southern route. The northern route takes a bit longer, more on the kind of 50-60 day kind of trek, but is more populated. There are more villages and oasis towns along the way. Or you can take the southern route, which is notably shorter, but less populous. And the party, both times that I ran Children of Fear, so when I ran it here for most everyone on the call except for Meredith, y'all chose the northern route. And when I ran it for the group that Meredith was part of, they also took the northern route. So kind of leaving off the one adventure or incident or situation or interesting little bit of story that happens if you decide to take the southern route. So in this alternate universe, the group has decided to take the southern route and has been traveling for the better part of a month at this point. As you approach the oasis town of Khotan. And it has been a very long time, a couple weeks, since the last oasis town and proper guest house that you have been in. That would have been in Shershan. And so you are definitely looking forward to getting to some semblance of civilization, get into a guest house with a proper bed, actual walls and a roof over your head. So as we begin, the party is traveling through the desert. You have a number of camels and some mules, a variety of guides. We are approaching the village of Khotan. So let's go around and introduce ourselves just so we remember who we are. Randall, why don't you start us off?
Okay, sure. I'm Blaine, Timur Stepanovich, repping. It is, an ex, White Army from Russia. He's a refugee. He flew to China to kind of, get away from all the trouble with, his family. He's married. He's got a daughter. Whom he loves very much.
Of course. Meredith?
I am playing Ching Mei, known as Mei Mei to some people, to her friends. She graduated from Peking University, one of the first class of women admitted. And she She can translate four languages and works with Dr. Lockhart through a collaboration through their universities.
Sounds good. And do I see that Steve has joined us?
Highly unexpected.
Yes, indeed.
And perhaps untrue. Who knows?
Yeah, Skype could be lying to us. We'll skip Steve for now. Come back to him if he is actually here. Edwin.
Hello. I am playing Sofian Bazazwain, a photographer, generally well-dressed whenever possible on these travels. He is from India, and he has shown himself to be fairly regularly and devotedly religious. He is a Muslim, and which mostly, I think, from the general perspective, shows in his prayer stops during the day, and which alternate with his photography stops. So I feel like, although he is a good traveler, he does like to slow things up from time to time.
Of course. What's the point in traveling if you can't stop and enjoy the view?
Exactly.
Gary.
I'm playing Eurydora Lockhart, archaeologist and old town adventurous.
Sounds good. Sean?
Yeah, I'm playing Michael Lee, who as a young boy during the Boxer Rebellion lost his birth parents, but was rescued by some missionaries. And so he is on paper a Christian missionary traveling around. But his proselytizing is not as enthusiastic as his mother would like, in part because he just really enjoys learning about other faiths. So he's probably spent some time, watching, for example, Sofian, and asking him about, the Muslim faith. It's one of the ones he knows a little bit about, but not as much as he knows about Buddhism and Christianity.
Excellent. And Steve left but has come back. Is Steve actually with us?
I would like to think I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Great. Okay, I will be playing Mr. Charles Lockhart, husband, other perhaps minor half to the Dr. Eudora of much fame. He is a diplomat, a bit of a an athlete, all-American boy who fell in love with and married Eudora in Shanghai.
Sounds good. So, as I said, we are approaching the village of Khotan. most of you know of Khotan. It is a particularly ancient oasis town on the Silk Road. Famous mostly for weaving particularly lovely carpets and for the jade that comes from mines outside of the village. As you come to town, you can also see there are a number of kind of surprisingly almost large towers. which you recognize as being dovecotes, which are the towers that you roost pigeons in when you are keeping pigeons or caring for pigeons. And as you get even closer to the village, you can see there's quite a bit of activity going on. There's a number of villagers kind of moving this way and that way. The buildings themselves are mostly kind of, you know, a dull sandstone, and that almost kind of, you know, blends into the deserts and the desert and the rocks around it. But at the moment are looking quite lovely. There are colorful banners flying from basically every rooftop. There are flowers and garlands decorating the walls. And there's clearly something going on.
Do we have, or would I have an idea of which local holiday is likely to be? Or I guess not if it's a local holiday, I may not. But
I will take a history roll or an archaeology roll.
All right. No. Nope. But I will certainly get out my camera to see if I can get some nice photographs of this well-decorated place.
You certainly can. As you enter Khotan, you can see a couple signs pointing to the guest house. Mr. Bazaz Wayne, as you pull out your camera, you know, many of the locals will kind of stop, wave, you know, they're more than happy to let you take their picture and
awesome. So forth. Smile and do that.
I think I would like to try to find the place we are staying. Try to secure rooms. Say there's signs to the place.
Yep. Certainly easy enough to get to the guest house. The outside of, you know, kind of a big, you know, square building, a big courtyard inside, you know, open to the sky, and then kind of rooms along the insides of the walls. And you kind of come in the outside of the building is like the rest of the town, you know, decorated in these banners and garlands and bright colors. And you can certainly come into the guest house.
Go ahead. Do any of the banners or garlands say anything, or are they just bright colors? Sort of picture these things sometimes with writing.
They are all just bright colors. There's no kind of obvious writing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no banners reading Merry Christmas or Happy New Year or anything like that.
Blessed town of new birth or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, yes, good day, travelers. Welcome to Khotan. You would like some rooms?
Yes, yes, very much. I think we need five rooms.
Oh, very good, very good. We certainly have space. If you would all just sign the book here.
Yes, yes, I will sign the book. I will, as I, you know, we're travelers, but it's a small world. I will look to see if there's any names I recognize as I'm signing.
There are not. The most recent two names in the book, which look to be people that are probably still here, are a Miss Celia Roberts and a Miss Myra Abernathy.
Some other Western travelers, I see.
Ah, yes, Miss Roberts, Miss Abernathy, they are missionaries.
Missionaries.
Ah, very good, very good. I wish to meet their acquaintance.
As you're signing the book, a woman, clearly a Westerner, you'd guess probably in her 50s, kind of gray hair, held up, kind of a, what was probably once fairly white, but is now kind of and dirty with travel or age, dress, comes up to the desk.
I'm very sorry. Has there been any news? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I've not heard anything yet. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, hello. You are... Come to Kotan?
Yes. I'm Eurydor Lockhart.
Oh, Dr. Lockhart.
Yes. Would you make me a credit rating roll, Gary?
Okay. Ah, rolled a 03. So I think that will be... That's a hard success. Oh, extreme success, sorry. For her.
Oh, yes, of course. Dr. Lockhart, I recognize your name. I don't believe I've had the opportunity to attend any of your lectures, but I have heard very good things. What brings you here to Kotan?
We're actually on our way to another place at the moment, passing through, but I've always had an interest too in the jade industry and the artifacts, the old ancient jade artifacts and that sort of stuff. So I thought Kotan would be a good place to pass through.
Of course. I'm very sorry to impose, but my companion, Miss Abernathy, she's gone missing. I cannot find her, and the locals have not been, well, they are kind enough, but have not been as much help as I would have asked. I don't suppose I could prevail upon you and your companions to...
Well, since we are here, we have several resources. I can't say. I'd have to say that, yeah, we could help you. Indeed, please tell me. Are we in an area which has like a little lounge we could sit down in to talk?
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, please. Look, come, sit down. Tell me the story.
Psychology roll.
0, right? So my psychology, what's her psychology again? She looks like she's only got base.
Which I think is 10. She clearly has been crying a lot lately. You know, she's not like crying at the moment, but you know, her eyes are kind of red. She's, you know, kind of got a bit of a, you know, downcast expression. She's definitely upset about something.
Charles, do you want to grab some tea? Maybe our good hostess here could make us some tea. Tea is always good to help the restless mind and worry. Please tell me what's happened.
Oh, thank you. Let me to first introduce myself, of course. I am Miss Celia Roberts.
Miss Roberts.
Yes, my friend, Miss Abernathy, and I, we are missionaries traveling to Afghanistan to proselytize. We arrived here in Kotan 6 days ago now, and Moira, she can be a bit too engaging sometimes. There was a pilgrim who she got into an argument with over the rats and the festival. I'm sure you've heard the story, the famous rats of Kotan.
Have I heard of this? Jim?
Give me a history or an archaeology roll.
Well, I rolled a 24. So archaeology, it will be a hard success, and history, also a hard success. So it would be either.
So yes, you are aware of the legend that a few hundred years ago, when Genghis Khan and the Huns were rampaging through the area, that an army of the Hun attacked the city of Khotan, and they were defeated and driven off by the locals thanks to effectively an army of rats that ate through the Huns' leather, their armor, their harnesses, their saddles and bridles, you know, leaving them on foot and quite vulnerable. And as a result, the villagers of Khotan were able to drive off the Hun, and since then have a fairly large celebration every year. That would be the celebration that is apparently coming up. To remember the rats and their defense of the town.
Yes, I do remember the story quite well, actually. So you guys decide to stay for the festival here?
Well, no, I did not intend to stay, but as I said, Myra got into an argument with a pilgrim who was come for the festival, and for the festival about the rats, and Myra claimed that the legend was nothing more than superstitious claptrap. She lost her temper and rode off into the desert to find the rats and prove that they're, if there are any rats, they're just normal rats and nothing supernatural, nothing that could defeat the Hun.
So she rode off by herself?
And she did, I am afraid. It was 5 days ago. I have not seen her since.
That's not good. I mean, riding off into a desert by yourself is rather crazy, to be honest.
Well, I would agree with you, but Moira has spent most of her life traveling and proselytizing through some very dangerous parts of the world, so I'm not particularly worried. I figured at most she would be gone 2, maybe 3 days. The locals will not ride out to look for her. They say that the rats and their king are offended by her disbelief, her intrusion. But your arrival here certainly is the answer to my prayers. Please, if you could help me look for her.
I can't see why not. And I'll wave Sophie, I think. Who was our guide? Was it Sophie? Was our main guide?
Yes.
Sophie, and I go, Sophie, can you come here for a minute, please?
Yes, of course. So I guess I've just come inside, having spent the past 20 minutes or so getting some photographs. And what would you like, Dr. Lockhart?
Oh, it seems that this lady, her friend Moira, has decided rashly to rush off into the desert by herself to find out about this rat king and to prove that it's a thing, and now she's missing. I was wondering, we should probably try to help her, find her and bring her back to town.
A good friend of yours, this?
No, but I think it's a good thing to do. Someone lost in the desert.
Always with a good heart, you, Dr. Lockhart.
Yes, I mean, I do agree that would be a good thing. And if you are proposing that we go into the desert, I'm always up for a bit of excitement. What would you like me to do?
Well, I mean, we'll need to find out where, you know, where roughly this Rat King lives or meant to live, where the legend says. And then work out where we can try to find her. I mean, do you know, and I'll look to the lady, do you know which direction, which way she actually headed out into the desert?
Yes, I do. The, there are some ruins, about 30 miles from here to the west, in the dunes. Been abandoned for a very long time, but the locals say that that is where the rats live, and I am sure that is where she must have gone.
Oh, very well. I will go see if I can rustle up a guide and some. Yes, I guess we have all the equipment that we need since we've been traveling. I will make sure our water and food and so forth are well stocked. We should be able to go out, I would imagine, tomorrow. I'll see what I can find for a guide.
Sounds good.
How did she get out there?
She rode. Well, we have horses. We came here by horse.
Hmm.
On horseback.
And how long ago?
5 days.
So she's been missing 5 days now in the desert.
Well, she may have only been missing 2 days. She's been gone for 5 days.
Indeed. So we will definitely, if you wish, you can travel with us out there. But we will definitely go out and take a look and see if we can find her.
Oh, no. I cannot. It's the rats. If it were anything but rats, I would go. But she kind of gives a little shake.
Of course.
We will find her, don't worry. And Eudora will have her hand.
Put your faith in us.
Oh, thank you. As I said, I wish I could go with you, but if there's anything else I can do for you, of course, please let me know.
Do you have a picture of her or anything like that?
I do not, no.
Or I meant for the Celia.
No.
Well, perhaps you can say your prayers while we are away.
That I will certainly do. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm sorry, where are you from again?
Edinburgh.
Oh. Edinburgh, perhaps you know my mother. Well, she is Scottish, yes. She is Grace Strachan.
Credit rating?
10%. Well, I rolled a 12, but I was thinking that, you know, my mother is a Scottish Protestant missionary.
No, you're absolutely right. Oh, yes. I'm afraid I haven't met the lady, but I know the name, of course.
Oh, excellent. Well, very good.
How remarkable to meet her son here in the middle of the desert. And...
Yes. Yes, well, we are here on a mission of some import, but if...
we are only saving the world, but...
one lost tourist certainly should divert us from that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're good. A few extra days, what's it going to hurt?
It's good that we're doing this now instead of attempting to get us to do it then. I think we would have left her hanging.
Quite possibly. So, of course, as as Miss Roberts mentioned, you know, the place where Miss Abernathy was supposedly headed is about 30 miles away, which is a good full day on horseback or camelback. It's a couple days if you're going to walk. But in either case, I would assume, I would guess, I certainly don't want to decide for you. You're going to wait and go in the morning?
So my plan is to go into the market, find a guide, if I can, and then, and suggest that they meet us in the morning early to go out.
Fair enough. How about a persuade roll?
Right. Oh. Charm?
Sure.
Ooh, that is a success on charm. Just.
After asking around, you know, there's certainly plenty of people who, under normal circumstances, would be more than happy to make some extra money, guiding Westerners through the desert. However, given the fact that, you know, there's a big celebration going on, and, you know, people aren't really wanting to walk away from that, it takes a little extra money. It takes a little extra of your charm, but you are able to eventually identify a local who will guide you out there. Especially since you already have your own mounts and provisions and everything.
Yep.
Makes it even easier.
Excellent. Well, I will pay them some money, appropriate amount ahead, and then ask them to meet us at sunrise at the inn where we're staying.
Sounds good.
And I think I will continue to spend the afternoon enjoying the colors and shapes of the festivities.
Yeah, and the locals are more than happy to continue to engage with you and smile and pose for pictures. And they seem quite tickled.
And I'm sure I will get from them a similar story about the festival as I talk to them.
Most certainly, yes.
And, I mean, Eudora will be basically also, I mean, once everything's settled, she will go through the markets, have a look at some of their jade items and or anything that's in the markets, that sort of stuff, and just talk to people about the festival and see how it works and that sort of stuff. See it firsthand. Yep.
This is an oasis town along the Silk Road. There are lots of merchants. There are lots of pilgrims. There is a lot of stuff for sale. A number of local jade artisans and carpet weavers, especially. And the jade is of, as advertised, as you would expect, is a particularly fine quality coming out of the local hills.
Fantastic. I mean, she'll probably buy a few small things.
And they are more than happy to sell you a few small things.
Of course, haggling.
And to attempt to convince you to buy a few larger things as well.
She'll focus just on a few small things because of traveling.
Anything else for anyone for the evening?
Just to make sure that we have enough supplies, I guess, for such a trip.
Is it possible to learn about the ruins where we're headed from, sort of with this, what to expect and what's out there and when it was abandoned or who lives there or whatever?
Sure. Give me another either charm or persuade.
This time it is a hard success on charm.
Okay. By and large, the villagers don't seem to know a whole lot about the ruins, other than it is an ancient village that no one has lived on, no one has lived in for as long as anyone, certainly for as long as anyone can remember, but even longer than that, probably hundreds of years, if not 1,000 years or more. Mm. There's nothing particularly, magnificent. There's no, huge castle or temple or anything out there. It really is just kind of a few walls and,
These are some mud wall buildings, yep, or something. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Preserved just from the sand and the dry climate.
And that's where the battle happened, or where the rats supposedly came. Like, how do they fit the story?
That is where the rats live. The rats.
Okay. So they came from there to save this town.
Exactly. Exactly.
Can I just verify two real quick? So no one has lived there for a super long time, but has anyone visited before Myra went off? I mean, they seem to know a lot about what it looks like. Have people been there anytime recently?
How about a social role from you, Mr. Lockhart?
That's what Mr. Lockhart is all about. Hopefully I don't ruin this. Let's see. What would you like? We have persuade. We have fast talk, charm.
Persuade or charm?
Persuade or charm. Oh, that's what he's about, but not that much, apparently. So an 81 is beyond his talents.
Who knows?
Oh, dear. Who knows?
Somebody knows, but
they're not telling you.
The brash, boisterous...
Please excuse Mr. Lockhart here.
So I would like to talk to people and find out if the Rat King is almost revered as a deity at this point. Is there a religious component to this festival? Is it really just a, hey, they helped us out, let's have a party for them every year?
How about a charm or persuade roll from you?
I guess that's going to work. Yes, he is persuasive enough to have a conversation with somebody about this.
Kind of just questioning some of the locals on the details. You can, no kind of one person, is just going to come out and and give you the complete lowdown. But talking to a few people, you can start to kind of get a picture that the rats are led by someone that they refer to, or something that they refer to, or what it's very vague. The Rat King. And they don't worship the Rat King, or certainly not the rats. You don't get the picture of a view of kind of a deity, more of legendary hero.
Yeah. So what I'm looking for,
Odysseus or Perseus, not Zeus. Or Apollo.
Okay. Yeah. What I'm trying to do is, it feels to me if this is, as I suspect it is, just some local who's been offended by this and sort of been able to sort of convince people, then the choices are to either buy a lot of rat poison, which feels like an awful thing to do this particular week, or to find out what it is that the Rat King might accept as tribute. But if you're saying that, I'm not sure, like, Odysseus would take tribute. Like, maybe if you brought him wine, he'd be happy, but it's not the same as a deity.
Their perception, you know, is definitely more, you know, legendary hero, legendary king. Their verbiage is not so legendary, though. You know, they absolutely believe that the Rat King is still out there leading the rats.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, they have this celebration here in Khotan to keep on good relations with the Rat King and the rats, so that should the time ever, you know, need to come again, that they will once again come to the defense of Khotan. And so, you know, as a result, they do bring offerings as part of the, at some point, as part of the ceremonies, they do bring offerings to the Rat King and the rats, you know, which is, you know, definitely in the form of food and flowers and things of this nature.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
It very much reminds Mr. Lee of, you know, of very much, you know, Buddhist and, you know, Hindu pilgrims who will, you know, leave offerings of food and flowers and so forth at, you know, Buddhist or Hindu shrines, you know, as offering for, you know, the spirits, as offering for the ancestors, for their ancestors, this kind of thing.
Right.
But definitely not worshiping them as gods. Clearly, sure. The vast majority of the locals here are Muslim.
All right. So when I'm talking with Timur and Timur's out making sure we have enough supplies, I will suggest that we bring some flowers and some food along. I don't have any money for it, so I can't pay for it. So it's...
Do you mean Timur or do you mean Mr. Bazazwain?
Well, Randall had said specifically he was going to check to make sure we had enough supplies.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
That's why I went with yep. Timur.
Okay, fair enough. Yes, and Mr. Reppin, you can certainly head into the market, and there is plenty of supply available to replenish and restock your supplies. If you agree with Mr. Lee, there's certainly plenty of offerings and votives and flowers and as well that are on sale that you could bring with you as well if you choose.
I'm not buying anything that I don't feel like I need, but feel free to go and purchase anything you feel like. It's your money.
Oh, as you know, I don't really have that much money. I barely have enough as a missionary. And you would have known that he has a very low credit rating.
Let's just save it. Yeah, let's just save it for now. I would say the only thing that I would like to take extra is like ropes. If these are ruins where we're heading, right, into this desert. Some correct. Sort of ruins, stone ruins and so forth. So I will take enough supplies also in case so we need to go and go deeper into these structures. Excavation stuff and ropes and whatnot.
Seems reasonable to me.
This feels like revenge for ignoring him on the whole laser thing last time around, but okay.
So what is it that you want? What is it you want to buy?
Extra from rats? No, the moment's passed.
You would certainly know that Sophion would be a soft touch for that sort of thing.
Well, he feels the shame of being poor thanks to his conversation with Timur. So he's
as he should.
He's going to be quiet about it.
Yeah.
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 Sure hope it doesn't turn up badly.
Yeah. And your place in the world.
Hope the Rat King eats your face first. Sorry.
Wow. I wonder if these characters got along earlier. Something about the heat of the desert.
This one didn't exist. We didn't have him. It was Timur, Timber, who was quite rich and would have taken care of this himself. But there you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything for anyone else? Late afternoon into the evening. Dinner is eventually served at the guest house. Is a fairly lavish feast. In addition to yourselves and Miss Roberts, who is the only other Westerner here, there are a number of pilgrims who have come for the festival. There are certainly many dozens, perhaps even a few hundred pilgrims, you could tell, that have come to Koh Tan. Most of them are not staying in the guest house. Only some of the, let's say, wealthier pilgrims are staying in the guest house. The others are just kind of camped hither and thither in and around Koh Tan.
Well, I'll try to make nice with these Westerners.
Eventually, I presume you will turn in. The guest house is particularly comfortable. It's warm and cozy. The beds are nice and soft. It's very pleasant and relaxing after your many weeks recently spent in the desert and sleeping rough in tents and rock shelters. We all get quite a lovely night's sleep and awake the next morning.
Early. Very good. Well, let's get up and go hop on the trail.
You find your guide waiting outside the guest house as you awake and have a light breakfast. You can remount your camels and he leads you out into the desert.
I'll also make sure to carry my archaeology toolset with us while we're going out there, just in case we might see something interesting in the ruins.
Never know when you might have to excavate something.
Excavate or dig something up. You know, rescue artifacts from the ruin of the desert.
Yeah, and bring them back to England. That's the most important.
Exactly, bring them back to England so they can sit in the British Museum.
Yeah, certainly wouldn't want to leave them here. That would be ridiculous.
It's not like the locals would look after them or treat them with respect or anything like that. No.
Exactly. What do they know? Mr. Bazaz Wayne.
Yo.
Navigation roll.
Hard success.
You wonder why you
lost, I will correct them.
You wonder why you even needed a guide. So as you leave Koh Tan, headed west, for maybe the first 10 or 15 minutes at most, you're kind of following the road, the Silk Road, as it were, you know, the way that you would ultimately leave town. But then your guide, you know, as the road kind of turns, the guide kind of continues west, off the road, and, you know, just kind of straight out into the desert. It is sand dunes and occasional rocks, and kind of after cresting the first, really after cresting the first dune, not only can you no longer see the road, you can't see Koh Tan. You know, it is just a sea of sand dunes and some rocks as far as you can see. Can I get constitution rolls from everyone?
Really, taking a day off was bad.
Normal success.
Kong is a success.
Fail.
I failed. Mitching may fail.
Normal success.
Okay. Those of you who fail can have a penalty die on physical stuff for a little while. The travel is fairly harsh. Even though you are on your camels, you know, again, you are off the road. You are just out in the desert. You know, the sun is beating down. It's hot. It's dry. It's barren. It's very wearing.
We are worn.
So you travel through midday, stop briefly for a light lunch, continue on, and eventually, as the sun is low in the sky, very late in the afternoon, you crest a dune and your guide points. And ahead of you, at the base of this dune, maybe another 15, 20 minutes ride kind of down the dune and across a little ways, you can see what appears to be the ruin of a village. It's certainly not large. There's maybe, you would guess, you know, at most maybe two dozen kind of small houses or buildings. You know, there's no roofs or anything. You can kind of just see, you know, the mud brick walls sticking up out of the sand. You know, there's kind of sand piled up against most of the walls. Some of them are even partially buried. You know, you figure, and Dr. Lockhart especially would know that, you know, this is the kind of thing that, you know, depending on the vagaries of the wind, you know, next year might be, you know, is, you know, probably not even visible at all, just completely buried by sand. And then, you know, 2 years after that, you know, might be completely exposed, because it's all just depending on the wind and the sand as it buries and unburies these ruins. And your guide says, if you want to go have a look, do so. He's going to wait here. And he starts setting up camp.
Excellent.
Is that so, the guy?
Alright. Yeah.
Alright, I'll go in. Mrs. Lockhart, do you want me to go with you? Wanna take a first look? the Roy's.
Yeah, sounds good. We can head in and take a look around.
I'll go with them.
Yeah, I take it we'll
set up. Yeah, I will go as well.
Someone will set up camp just outside of the ruins at this stage. I mean, because we'll be here overnight, I'd say.
The guide's setting up, yeah.
The guide is, yep, cool. Yep, let's go in.
Have we actually, before we head in, we should look and see if we can see any signs of an existing camp or perhaps horses.
Yes.
But hidden rolls?
I didn't. No.
Oh, 98.
I have a regular success.
I think I got a hard success. Let me double check.
Regular success for me.
It is a hard success.
You see a lot of sand.
All right. Well, let's head in. Let's go look for her. See what we can see.
Is everyone going? Is there anyone who's going to stay behind with your guide?
Cheng Mei's going to the ruins.
Is Charles coming, or is he? Is Steve still busy?
Did you say Charles?
Getting tea. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yes. No, Charles is coming. Yeah, he's he's also offering to stand strongly by his wife.
Yeah, you're just saying that because she's the one with the shotgun.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm right.
I mean, do we have anybody else? I mean, so we were traveling in an entourage over here. Are any of our entourage here with this guide?
I'm going to say no. You left them all back in.
So if this guide here decided to leave with our horses, for example, and our supplies, we would be in trouble?
Mm.
Is that a reasonable statement?
Mm-hmm. It is only 2 days, you know, if he left with everything, it's only 2 days walk, you know, assuming you could walk in the correct direction to get back to Kotan.
And water and stuff. I think someone should stay.
Very well.
I'll stay. That's fine.
He seems trustworthy. But you're going to stay with the guy.
I mean,
we heard that before.
You're an unreliable narrator of others' motives.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Lee, you're going to stay back with the guide. The rest of you are headed down towards the ruins in the fading light.
Yeah.
As you approach the ruins, make your way down the side of the dune, across the sands, spot in rolls.
Okay. Getting worse.
Normal success.
Normal success, Chang Mei.
Normal success.
So as you're getting closer to the ruins, but before you actually get there, kind of off to the side of the direction that you're headed, you see something sticking out of the sand.
Over there. Let me go and take a look.
It's not big. It's just like maybe a stick or a pipe or hard to tell unless you go look.
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay. Mr. Repin, you can divert and make your way over there. And you can see that stuck into the sand, it's kind of maybe halfway poking out, You immediately recognize it from the handle and the remnants of fabric. This is an umbrella.
Brilliant.
Hmm. All right, I'll pull it out carefully, right? Remove the set.
See who's attached to it.
You pull it out, and it is indeed an umbrella.
Yeah.
Not really one that would work to protect one against the rain or the sun anymore, as the fabric of the umbrella is mostly completely shredded. As you look at the umbrella, there's what seem to be bits of fur stuck onto the umbrella. There's like something kind of, looks like maybe something kind of tacky that is dried and has stuck bits of fur onto the umbrella, especially towards the top of the umbrella.
The itch. Okay. Mr. Lockhart, Mrs. Lockhart, you may want to take a look at this.
Yes. Oh my.
Yes.
Is it a modern umbrella?
Yes.
Missionary might carry.
It is definitely a modern European umbrella.
This is still sticky, so I don't believe it's very old. Probably someone used it as a defense weapon. Guess some sort of
interesting
animal.
It's possible with these sands that the shifting sands that someone may be here buried. Is that correct? I was asking the keeper, but I would turn and ask my wife. Honey,
we'll have to keep digging, I guess. Let me go and get the tools. Get to it.
Well, very good. While you're doing that, we'll perhaps carry on and see what we see at the ruins.
Yes, very well.
All right. I will do some digging around where we found the umbrella, just to make sure there's nothing else.
I'll help you with that. And
You guys stay here and look at that. Jim, is there any, mark, like maker's mark or anything like that, to signify like the company that made the umbrella? Is there anything left on there that could say, oh, it's English or it's, continental European or?
Yes, there is. The umbrella is from a umbrella maker of Edinburgh.
So definitely Scottish. Great Scott.
So Mr. Repin and Mr. Lockhart are digging in the sand. Ms. May, Mr. Bazazwain, and Dr. Lockhart are heading on to the ruins?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Let's get back to Mr. Lee at camp for a moment. Your guide has set up all of your tents and is starting to boil water for tea. You can see off in the distance there, it's not that far, 15, 20 minutes walk. The group was kind of split up and Mr. Repin and Mr. Lockhart, appear to be digging in the sand for some reason as the other three make their way towards the ruins.
I will help set up camp. It's not...
Okay.
I think that's fine. It makes complete sense. And I will ask the guide. I'll make small talk with the guide, Yeah, but nothing. I don't expect to get anything out of it necessarily other than, insight into the area. So, yeah.
Fair enough. Let us cut to Ms. May, Mr. Bazazwain, Dr. Lockhart, as you head towards the ruins. Takes you another 5-10 minutes to get there. A set of mostly small buildings. One a bit larger than the others, perhaps. None of them have roofs. They're all just, walls of mud brick. Dr. Lockhart, you'd figure that, you know, at one point these probably had, you know, some kind of wooden or thatch roofs, which are long, long since disappeared. And now it's just walls and sand.
Search around and see if I see any evidence of anything.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything like possibility of still, I know, sand and that sort of stuff and it moving and wind, but looking in areas whether we can see footprints or anything like that, or anything that may be dropped?
I would request spot hidden rolls and track rolls.
Spot hidden is a hard, extreme, something in there. Extreme success.
I'm blinded by the sun. I seem to have looked into the sun briefly. 99.
What's base on track? 10 or 1 or something?
Something pretty low.
Yeah, I got 20, so we'll call that a fail. But extreme success on spot hidden.
Okay. There's certainly no footprints. No tracks in the sand of any kind, other than of the shifting sand itself. After poking around in kind of into and out of, you know, the buildings and kind of clambering over the sand and, you know, looking down inside and so forth, Mr. Bazaz Wayne, in a corner of the one kind of larger building in this clearly ancient and abandoned village, you can see a space where it looks like the sand has been kind of cleared away. And there's what looks like a stairs leading down.
Oh, cool. I will call folks over and say, well, perhaps bringing the archaeological tools was not so so off. Look at this.
Wander over to take a look.
It's a stairway leading down.
So the sand has been cleared away?
Archaeology roll.
Yep.
So yes, you would guess that, you know, this stairs leading down, you know, is going to be some kind of a cellar or basement or something like that, you know, under whatever this building once was. And, you know, there's a little bit of sand around the stairs and a little bit of sand kind of down the stairs, but it's certainly not buried. You know, it's very clear that, you know, someone, you know, does keep this cleared out or, you know, has recently cleared it out. There's no kind of tracks or, you know, marks indicating, you know, somebody has been here digging this out or anything like that. But it is a little weird that, you know, this set of stairs leading down is not just completely buried by the sand.
Yeah. Oh. Somebody must be keeping this up. That's interesting. Somebody may live here.
Yeah.
Well, should we, it is getting dark. Perhaps we should go and have tea. Mm-hmm. Yes, we need all of that.
We'll come back with torches.
And I see no evidence at all that that this woman made it past where we found her umbrella, really.
But there's no evidence of her at the umbrella. Maybe she ended up.
Yeah, let's go back and find out.
If there's
someone,
let's
go ask them.
Yeah, I mean, but if someone like found her, they may have brought her and taken her down here. If someone lives up here, I mean, it's being maintained.
I agree.
But let's go back, because we'll need torches and that sort of stuff to even think about going down there. And so, Jim, we're in a desert. I take it it's like it's warm during the day, but gets incredibly cold at night as well.
Definitely.
So we'd need to definitely rug up warmer clothes if we're going to go down in there.
Or wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, but we'll still need torches anyway to go down into the dark.
Yes.
So the three of you will return to Mr. Reppin and Mr. Lockhart?
Yes, at least I will.
Yeah, I am coming. Yep.
Okay. As you do so, let's cut back to Mr. Reppin and Mr. Lockhart. As you're kind of digging in the sand around where you found the umbrella, spot hidden rolls.
What is the, let me see. Spot hidden rolls.
Zero success.
Failure.
I heard a success from Mr. Reppin.
Yes.
As you kind of dig around, you know, presumably kind of gently scooping sand around the area of the umbrella, as you get down not very far, maybe 3 or 4 inches, the sand becomes kind of clumpy. It's not wet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it has that kind of clumpy, you know, as if it had been wet. And it's just kind of a thin layer around the umbrella that's like that.
Okay. I will, you know, get a couple of fingers, smell it. Does it smell like blood?
First aid, medicine, or natural world?
Yes, let me see, what do I have? First aid, 50%. That should do it, hopefully. Oh, 96 is not gonna do it. Look at this, Mr. Lockhart.
What?
Oh. It looks like, I don't know what to make of it.
I completely missed that.
First aid medicine or natural world, Mr. Lockhart?
Yeah. Let's see what we got here. Oh, no. It's a failure.
Who knows?
The penalty dice isn't doing me any favors here, Jim. It's been a rough day.
It has.
I will keep beating.
Wait, sorry, is first aid a physical?
I'm going to say no in this case. I think that's a good point. You don't have to. Yeah, you don't need the penalty dice on this, Mr. Lockhart.
So did you pass?
In that case, yeah, that's a success. I had 2.
Awesome.
In that case, yes. This is dried blood.
My God, Timur, blood.
There's a big patch of dried blood here under the sand around the umbrella.
That's kind of a sticky thing that was on the umbrella as well then. So let's just hope that it's from some sort of creature and not from a poor woman.
As Ms. May, Mr. Bazazwain, and Dr. Lockhart wander back over to you.
Oh, we got, we found something, not very good news. Dr. Mr. Lockhart, you care to explain?
Yes, I think it's pretty clear that our quarry, Miss Abernathy, came this way. You've all seen the umbrella. And I'm afraid just a few inches below the sand where the umbrella was found, Mr. Timur and I found what appears to be blood.
Well, perhaps she killed some rats. No need to
Yes.
No need to assume the worst.
No, no, that's true. It is getting dark, though. Is it too dark to see, Jim? Yeah.
No, not yet, but it probably will be soon.
Okay, let's...
Well, we found a basement, perhaps, something underground. It looks like it has been kept available, kept open. That's interesting.
That sounds unusual, especially for a city that may be buried. Yeah, occasionally.
We may be hanging out here, and perhaps in the morning when we're less tired and so forth, we can look.
It's true.
Now, the only problem is that if this Aberty was attacked by rats, maybe they are hungry.
They will come attacked by rats. I don't. They may come. That's why we should stay over at the camp, not right here by the ruins. I agree.
Right. Just be extra careful with when we close our tents.
If there are any more shovels, perhaps, you know, I would hate.
They're just rats. Please, what are people scared of rats for? I mean, those statue things in those tombs that we... This is after that, isn't it, Jim? Yeah.
Yep.
Those statue things in the tombs that we met up, I mean, they were...
Mrs. Lockhart, have you ever tried to hide on a place filled with rats without being able to move or scream?
Well, generally, when I've come across a bunch of rats, I don't tend to have to hide or...
I can tell you they are very nasty creatures. I can assure you that.
Okay, I've never had a problem. I mean, I've been into many tombs, and there's been quite a few rats in my day.
Well, it's the light is dying. In any event, there must be some more shovels nearby. If we could have some help before we lose all daylight, I'm sure there will be time to argue about rat dangers over the fire.
Oh, you want to dig some more tonight?
It's not quite nighttime. I still have, a fear that Miss Abernathy or...
If we find her beneath the sand, she is not needing to be found quickly.
Either way, maybe we'll find some rat carcasses or something.
Cold.
Huh?
I mean, she is. If she is dead and buried, then she is dead and buried.
I guess that's true.
I mean, I don't mind doing some extra digging and see what else can we find. Maybe see if there's more blood.
The thing is, I'd rather be done with this tonight and deal with the staircase tomorrow. We satisfy ourselves. You know, that she likely isn't here.
Okay. Very well. Carry on.
Perhaps, you know, Mr. Bazazwain, you or the guy might might know more than I do. I spend my time in an office or in the clubs. do you know how much the sands may have likely shifted during the day? The umbrella was standing up. Just wonder how far we might dig reasonably.
What was the weather like today? Was it windy?
Not terribly. Some light winds.
I would think that today it would have been fairly stable. We'd have to ask the guide what the weather was like here yesterday, perhaps.
Okay.
It's been a couple of days.
Very well. Well, Timur, are you interested in widening our search a little while we can?
Sir, yes, sir. Skip on digging, Mr. Lockhart.
All right. A good man, Tamara.
I'll help with setting up some torches and that to give a bit of light as it's starting to get darker.
Okay. I was going to say I wanted to just kind of see if we couldn't excavate during the, when we have a little bit of light left. I don't really want to be doing this all night long.
No, but like, Jim, how dark is it? How late of the day is it? Is it starting to get dark?
The sun is just touching the horizon.
Yeah, so it's not going to be long. Okay. Just a little bit of light to just make sure that we don't miss anything, but we don't need to do it all night long. It's just like, if it's touching the horizon, you're talking about, half an hour of light left, if that.
As usual, you're right, dear. That sounds like a good idea. Now she walks away.
And,
happy
and
wife, happy life, eh, Tamar?
She pats your cheek and goes to get that.
I keep hearing that, Mr. Bokhart. I keep hearing that.
Okay, so we dig some more.
Okay, you can dig a little bit longer as the sun sets. You don't find anything else.
Okay, sounds good. I'm ready to go drink some water and hit the hay.
Yeah. Make sure that the camp is all set and we got the fire and make sure that there are no holes in the tents.
Right.
Return back up the side of the dune where Mr. Lee is waiting.
Mr. Lee, and we will share the news with him.
Yes.
Ah, excellent, excellent. Come eat, eat.
Thank you, Michael.
Here's
thank
you. Some water. Yes.
It's been a rough day, and that's hard work. Thank you, Michael.
Yes. So you were unable to recover the body?
It appears like it wasn't there. So I think we can reasonably sure that, she's not there if she's in this area at all. But, we explain about the blood and, the blood on the umbrella and how there's likely a bit of a fight. And if she's anywhere, she's not there.
And how much blood do you think there was?
It's a great question. Little bit of blood, whole lot of blood.
There was a fair amount.
Are we talking Evil Dead amounts or?
How about a medicine roll from either Mr. Reppin or Mr. Lockhart?
Yeah, let me try again. Another medicine. Can I have the first eight again?
No, this is definitely medicine.
Oh, okay. So in that case, don't believe I was even close. Nope.
Yeah, there was quite a bit.
Hard to tell. Hard to tell. Could be like five rats. Could be one person. Who knows?
To clump together, it means is it? Didn't seem fresh then. It seemed clumpy. She's lost that much blood without any water out here. Maybe we don't have any cause to look any further. Desert keeps its secrets.
Well, it's true, but in any event, we have the peculiar tunnel. I think we should investigate in the morning, and we haven't even reached our original location or the aim of Miss Abernathy when she began. So I think we can afford a little bit more effort here. Once again, it's only the end of the world we're trying to stop.
Well, if I thought that it was. The hope of survival, but I just roll my own dice here. Okay. Well, he has both medicine and desert survival, so. He was a perfect person to leave behind.
I was about to say he should. Well, you know what? I mean, Eudora would have come up here to get the torches and everything, so she might have. Right? So she may have run into you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine. Well, anyway, it's a nice meal.
Yeah. No, I think that's all good, and we can either explore the ruins tomorrow a little bit or not, depending on what the weather's like and how we feel.
I think we should explore the ruins and the tunnels, or tunnel, I should say.
Yeah, because maybe she ran and was hiding in the ruins. Who knows? Maybe we are lucky and we'll find her still alive.
Well, but you didn't see any blood. The blood stopped around the umbrella. It doesn't seem like there's a trail.
Actually, it's not like it was like easy to spot, right? It was already covered. Mm. So I'll say that any other trails of blood could have been covered as well. We are just not lucky enough, you know, to find more.
Well, you are all more experienced with these matters. It's going underneath the caves. I suggest we break out your ropes, though, so we can tie each other together in case there's something happens.
Yes, well, we'll see what we see tomorrow. It may be, it's hard to know how deep it is and all that. Sophian will say his evening prayers and get some sleep. It was a long day.
Michael, would you mind singing one of those missionary hymns that you're so fond of to help put us to bed?
Can I just say? So the white woman commits the entire group to a thing. Now her husband is saying, sing us a song, will you, boy?
I'm just hoping to get Sean to sing for the recording.
Yeah, well, keep open there, Sparky.
Come on, boy. Snap to it.
Steve, yeah. Sean will sing as soon as you do a good, what's it called, James Bond.
Scottish accent.
Oh, I guess I'll have to.
Most of my songs are about rooting out the white devils, so perhaps we won't sing that song. And with that, Michael will go to sleep.
Food is eaten, songs are sung under a clear sky, stars wheeling overhead. Band of the Milky Way is bright. You all fall asleep. Can I get listen rolls from everyone?
Have you listened? Oh, nice.
Hard success. 20?
35, I think.
Fail.
Normal success.
I rolled a 10, so whatever that is.
And anyone who had the penalty dice from earlier, we can get rid of that as you get some sleep.
I got an... You said listen, didn't you?
I did.
What's base listen? I don't have listen.
Base listen is 20%.
20, I'll foul that then here. Thanks.
I definitely heard a success from Mr. Reppin.
Success from Sofian Bazazwain.
Okay.
Lee, probably at least a hard, if not extreme.
Okay. Mr. Reppin, Mr. Bazazwain, and Mr. Lee. At some point in the night, not entirely certain when, You're certain you've been sleeping for at least a while. It's definitely not morning. Not even close. You find yourselves awake in your tents. And you can hear outside the wind is kind of gently rustling the canvas of the tents. And then you realize what woke you up, because over the sound of the wind and the rustling of the canvas, you can hear singing.
What's singing?
No.
Who's singing?
Can I understand the language?
Lee, is that you? Stop that singing, Lee. Let me sleep.
It's not me.
Is it a female? The female or?
It appears to be, it seems like a number of people.
Oh.
It's like a group, like a, I don't want to say choir, because it certainly doesn't sound like a choir singing.
I'm going to sit and look and see what I see.
Mr. Bazazwayne, no, you do not understand.
Don't know the language of that.
The language of the singing.
I will open the tent.
Yeah.
Flashlight in hand, shovel on the other hand, and come out.
Come out of the tent, look around. Night is dark. The moon is high. The stars wheeling in the sky above you. Spot hidden rolls.
Success, normal.
And I ruled another extreme success.
Extreme.
So you can see kind of low to the ground, you know, in the kind of against the stars, you can see the sand dunes around you. And a couple of dunes over, just to the north of kind of where you're camped, you can see a glow coming up from behind a dune.
All right. I will make sure to wake up.
Soft orange glow, and it seems to be moving. And it's definitely moving in the direction of the ruined village.
Is our guide up? Did this music wake our guide?
I don't know. Let me find out.
I will wake up everyone that wasn't awakened by the with the chanting.
No, your guide is sound asleep.
Right, I will wake him up because I am certainly curious if he knows anything about this.
What?
There seems to be a group singing just over there. Is this folks from the village as part of the festival, or do you know anything about this?
We must stay here and not interfere. It is the procession of the village leaders paying tribute to the Rat King.
Ah, so they come out at night from the village during the festival?
Yes, yes.
Oh, interesting that
They didn't want to come and look for us.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Well, very well. So you think they would have, left just a few hours after us and walked all evening?
No, they left. They would have left a few days ago.
Oh, so they've been camping out here.
Well, walking through the desert at night, yes.
Well, perhaps they know where this woman is. Perhaps she ran up, found her way with them.
Would it be possible to observe, or would that be disrespectful?
I do not know. It is a private ceremony that the elders and the town leaders engage in.
I might give a little psychology roll on this dude.
Go right ahead.
Ooh, 04 is extremely successful.
Yeah, he's definitely not frightened. Okay. You know, he really is.
Does he seem surprised, confused? Is he just making stuff up to make us happy and go to back to bed, or does he really think this is what's going on?
No, he really believes this is what's going on. Okay. You know, in his, you know, his whole thing about, oh no, we shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't observe or interfere, is, you know, he really is genuinely, you know, being respectful of the tradition.
Okay. I can respect that, and I will, yeah, I will say that. Yeah, well, I agree. I think if this is a private, ritual, that perhaps we can find them tomorrow during the day and ask if, they've seen this woman.
Sovereignty. I'll sit by the fire. I usually don't go back to sleep so easily.
Okay.
All right. See you tomorrow then.
Yeah, good night.
And I will go ahead and find a place near the fire. Pay attention to the, from distance, of course, from our camp, to the singing and the procession.
Okay. Is everyone else other than Mr. Griffin going back to sleep?
I will go back to sleep.
Yeah, well, I'm still pretty beat up.
I had a pretty restful evening, so I will stay up with Mr. Raven for a while anyway.
Okay.
Beth, worse. Use your origin hero. Did we get all woken up?
I think someone woke everyone up, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Eudora
will be sitting up to watch. Then.
Okay. As you watch, you can kind of follow the glow over the dunes. You know, after watching it for a little while, you're pretty certain it's torchlight, right? It's some number of people carrying torches. And you can see that, you know, again, you can't see the people or even the torches. You're just seeing, you know, kind of the glow from the torches over the sand dunes. But you can see it's definitely moving in the direction of the village. And, you know, sure enough, after a time, kind of on the far side of the village from you are, you can see a group of maybe 15 to 20 people. You know, at this distance, you can't make out, you know, any detail at all. But they approach the ruins of the town. About half of them are carrying torches. They're definitely singing. And they stop. Maybe some of them look like they're carrying something. It's kind of hard to tell. Maybe some of them put some stuff down. It's kind of hard to tell. They kind of step back and are singing a bit more. And then in the sand, you can, you know, kind of between them and the ruins itself. In the darkness, it looks like maybe there's some movement.
Okay. This Lockhart, goes,
mm-hmm.
Don't you have your magnifying glass with you?
Yes. Yeah, and she'll grab out his spyglass and
borrow it.
You know, look through it.
Yeah. For me. Spyglass, yeah.
Yeah, she'll pass it to you so you can have a look.
Okay. Yeah, just paying closer attention, I guess, Jim.
Spot hidden roll, Mr. Rippon.
Okay. Oh, hard success. Very nice rolls to make.
So, yeah, with the spyglass, you can tell that the people were carrying a number of baskets and a couple amphorae that they set on the ground. and then kind of stepped back away from it, you know, bringing their torches. So you can't kind of see what happens from there, but, you know, there's definitely some kind of movement in the darkness where they set everything down.
I think they're feeding the rats.
And about, and after maybe 20 minutes of this kind of, just kind of movement in the darkness as this group of people are standing there, they turn and walk away.
That sort of makes sense. I mean, if they consider the rats and the Rat King hero, you know, giving them food.
Yeah.
Would be, can you see what sort of food?
I would return the spyglass. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but, yeah, something moving around the back basket's food.
Did you want to go and have a look?
No, it's just too dark.
You sure? I mean, we could grab one of those torches here and go for a walk. Why not? Yeah, she'll get up and brush off the sand and grab a torch, put it in the fire to light it. Come on, let's go and see. I mean, we don't get to see these sort of rituals very often.
All right. Right, let's go, Mr. Lee. I don't want Mr. Lockhart to get the wrong idea.
Oh, no. That would be disrespectful. They had a ceremony. We were told not to watch it. You continued to watch it. You not only watched it, but brought out the spyglass. I'm not going to disrupt it. Well, we don't know what's going on. But feel free to go, and he will poke around a little bit in the fire.
Yodora will start walking towards it with the torch.
I will have to follow her. What else?
Okay. Mr. Reppin, Mr. Lockhart, Dr. Lockhart, you can make your way down the dune and around to the far side of the ruins where you saw this happen. As you get there, you can see there are a number of baskets sitting on the ground. They're all empty. There are a couple amphorae laying on their sides on the ground. They are all empty.
See, they were feeding the rats.
Track rolls.
Nope.
No, 47, no. Yep. I don't actually have track.
And that's it.
All right.
She'll look over things. Smell what the amphora, because that would have been liquid drinks or...
Wine.
Wine, okay. Interesting. So wine, they've given them wine and some sort of food of some sort. Okay, she'll nod and look over and then head back. Too bad we didn't get to see the rats. Don't know why people are scared of rats. You know, they're just animals.
All right. I will share some stories with you later. when I escape from Russia.
The two of you make your way back to the camp. Presumably, eventually back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Back to sleep. After a few more hours, the sun rises once again. And I think this is a good place to call an end for this today.